This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Baristas at a Starbucks in Breckenridge have voted to unionize. That cafe is now the 9th location in the state to organize. The vote comes after other Colorado stores prepare to bargain their first contracts with the Seattle-based coffee company. The union Starbucks Workers United has accused the company of ramping up anti-union activity ahead of the talks, including the closure of an organized store in Colorado Springs. Poll workers, clerks, and the people who oversee Colorado's elections are receiving death threats against themselves and their families. Republican County Clerk Matt Crane is the head of the Colorado County Clerks Association.
We're in this situation right now for two reasons. One, because of a lie, of a stolen election, which absolutely is a lie. The second, and probably as big a reason, is a failure of leadership for people who know the truth to stand up and speak the truth. And if we can't rely on our elected officials and our leaders to be able to do that, then we're in far more trouble than just in the election space.
Ballots for the November election go in the mail to voters this week. An Amber Alert has been issued. A 10-month-old African-American baby girl with brown eyes and black hair is missing. Authorities say Amaya Gordon was likely taken from the Aurora Public Library in Alameda by 18-year-old Alexis Mears. Mears is African-American with brown eyes and black hair and is 5'4" and weighs 110 pounds. The child was last seen wearing a multicolored butterfly sweatshirt and pink Nike shoes with an orange swoosh. She might be traveling with Mears in a white SUV. Right now in Boulder, it's 66 degrees and fair. In Denver, it's 65. This is CPR News.